We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We are here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So with that,
this is Silent Slade, your host. With me today for episode 17 of BaseNet Radio is Echo!
Hey!
D-Matt!
Oi!
And Slick Zero!
Omniscan!
Alright, world, anyway. As you know, we have multiple sections on this show. We have more than enough sections, actually, to fill a show, but, you know, most with no content. So, anyway, we are always interested in new sections, new ideas, so give us a shout. Hopefully some of those can be filled with content sometime soon, like, you know, news. If you have an idea, just send it over to basenet@silentslade.net, because we've been having some issues with slickle.net. And don't forget that any reproduction or retransmission of this show is totally and completely
encouraged.
Woo! That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, which will soon be back up shortly. And we'll give that out at the end of the show. So now it's time for our first section.
Which is?
The news.
Ooh, okay, we'll do then.
As you know, this begins the news section of BaseNet Radio. And the section will be discussing news from the past week or the last few months or whatever. The computer industry, as well as many other news we find relevant to, you know, general idea of hacking, technology, what have you. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on this show that you might have heard somewhere else or read somewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BaseNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on whatever interests you, and it can be from anything, from you reading a story on something that you like, or commenting on something you found out, tech news, whatever, and reporting about an interesting hack to us. Right, well, so who wants to start off the news?
I don't have any this week.
You fail at life.
Next. I do.
I'll start off with
I'm just the engineer, and I'm doing a bad job so far.
Shut up. All right, let's see. I'll do the first news. This news is entitled, Microsoft to turn cracked Windows legal for $1. Anybody want to pay Microsoft $1 for their cracked version of Windows XP?
No, because then I'd have to tell them who gave it to me.
Or you'd have to, you know, run it. All right, so pretty much, this is talking about how Indonesia, why they're targeting Indonesia, I have no idea, which is the fifth worst country in the world for software privacy, according to the BSA, Bullshit Society of America, who knows, could be let off lightly with software piracy, according to a report in the Jakarta Post. Microsoft is offering the government amnesty for $1 per pirated copy of Windows and a promise from the administration it will buy legally. Yeah, I don't have any plans. So pretty much, they're just trying to grasp at straws. What do you guys think? Microsoft's just trying to suck the money out of the world?
Wow, $1 per each copy of bootleg Windows is like, what, $10 million?
Just in Indonesia.
How many people live in Indonesia?
I don't know. You should have asked me earlier. I would have checked the censuses.
That's
do
a good
they
point.
Do censuses in Indonesia?
I don't know. They might not. It might not be very accurate, depending. But in any case, like, let's say that we're 100,000 copies of...
Then that's $100,000.
$100,000 in Microsoft's pocket.
Right, but that's $100,000 of U.S. dollars.
Right.
Who knows the conversion rate? I mean, if they're pirating software to begin with, they probably don't have a lot of money. I mean, they can probably swing, you know, $100,000, a couple million dollars here and there, but I mean...
That's still a lot of money to throw away for something that the... What, they want the government to pay?
They want the government to pay.
That's really not the government's responsibility for what its people do.
Right, but who knows if the, you know, companies or the, you know, companies within the government computers are using cracked versions. I mean, I know when I was working as like a tech in my old high school, I was like, well, why don't we just, you know, instead of buying keys and we'd have to put in software keys every time, like new software keys, and he's like, no, we can't do that. because if, like, you know, the heads in the department found out, that they could get slapped with, like, you know, a $10,000 fine.
So why don't you just switch over to an open source solution?
Oh, because, you know, people are stupid.
It requires
if,
learning.
If they can't click and drag and double click,
they don't know what KDE is for.
Yeah.
Well, try switching an entire company, you know, in one day from Windows to Linux. And
no, you do it over a time frame. Like,
yeah. I know. I mean, I've
like
read the things too.
Like a four-year thing. Like,
yeah, like what?
You start with, like, the freshman class only, and then next year is the sophomore and freshman classes, and then that.
DMAT just gave me an idea. A worm that installs open source software on Windows.
Now, D, why don't you write that?
What?
Write that.
Hell
that
no,
needs
get,
to be done.
I'll get started now.
Cool. Hey.
During the show, done. Live, the programming of the first OSS worm.
OSS worm.
Sound? Is a sound problem here we got going on?
Open source software, yeah, dang. Anyway.
All right, well, pretty much, in the rest of this article, it states that the government has promised to be completely legal by 2007. They're turning 21, anyone? Are there women legal?
Wow.
We drinking with Indonesia now? What's going on?
2007. In other words, they're going to switch to Linux by 2007, or they're going to actually pay the dollar?
It says, and I quote, a spokeswoman for Microsoft UK refused to be drawn on whether the software giant was prepared to legalize the crack software for a dollar each. We will continue to engage and work with the government of Indonesia. I don't know. They're just I think they're just trying to control the world.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much why they are called Microsoft, isn't it?
They're just sore losers.
I think. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, anyway. Sorry.
Well, speaking of Darth Vader, let's see. We have a couple. Well, I have a shit ton of stories, actually. I should just open up here. But my first story that I had to deal with Microsoft and Apple, when you really think about it. The important one is, actually, I think you had it, also.
Yeah, I didn't finish reading it yet. I should really get on that.
Well, it has to do with Apple moving to Intel.
Read it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, I really don't really have to. The other day, Steve Jobs announced that the Apple OS X is going to start moving into the i386 platform for, you know, their next major release. Apple hardware is actually going to be running on Intel, which means there's going to be an i386 version of OS X available. And Slick, I think you even said you saw copies of it running around the web already.
I didn't see the copies personally, but I know I read news that there are some available for an x86 port of OS X.
Right, and that it actually works pretty well.
That's what people were saying. Yeah.
Wow. All right, so now if you consider the fact that Apple's going to move to an easier platform, you can probably put it on your own existing hardware.
And I already read reports also iLife is completely ported and runs perfectly.
What's iLife?
iLife is one of Macintosh's, or Apple's
signature.
Rather. I don't know what comes with it exactly, but a bunch of stuff. Okay, end user, we love this stuff for background music. I think we'll keep using this instead of Gaming FM.
Yeah.
We just
shouts
all started
to end
just
user.
Doing that right
we
now.
Just started, like, nodding our heads with that one right there.
That is a hot song.
All right. And most of the time with Gaming FM, we were like, what? Like, nodding our heads, like more like left and right
that.
Looking at each other. What the hell is going on?
Like, especially there's that Earthworm Jim screaming session.
Yeah,
like,
that was... What the heck? Anyway. Yes, grassy end user.
Grassy. Anyway. So let's just say Apple releases their version of OS X for i386. It's available in stores. You walk into the store, you have Apple OS, which is what? The easiest thing to install on the planet?
Yeah.
You just click OK, pretty much like Microsoft.
It's like Windows. Well, Windows is even more easy. You just kind of put it in and just leave it alone.
There's this part of Windows where you have to put this stupid license key, which I didn't really like.
Well, I hear, I've tried using OS X, well, correction, I haven't tried using Tiger yet, but I hear you have to put in a registration key.
That's, for Tiger? I didn't have to.
You didn't have to? That's just what I heard. I haven't had a chance to play with it yet, because currently, we'll get to this later, but my new little laptop here doesn't have FireWire, so Tiger won't go on it.
I don't know, I'll have to ask somebody who I know has an illegal copy of Mac OS X 10.4. See if they have any troubles with license keys when installing.
Not a problem. Let us know what happens.
As I hold a random DVD in my hand that says Mac OS X 10.4. Anyway.
Yeah, in any case, I mean, I really didn't have any issues with it, but can't kind of pre-install, so we'll see.
Right.
What I was going to say is, let's say you walk into the store, you have the option to buy it. You have Microsoft Windows XP 2003 long crack whatever. You have to make a decision. Do you want something that you know you have 10 million viruses and issues for?
Well, that's
or
the
do
thing.
You look over to the other shelf and say,
Actually, it's more like, would you rather get a dick crammed up your ass or an apple shoved down your throat?
All right. Can I answer that question?
Yes.
I'd rather have a dancing penguin in front of me.
I agree. And you know what? Now that nothing's really using PowerPC, will that be the open source architecture of choice?
Listen, I'm using PowerPC, all right?
But no, IBM develops PowerPC nowadays.
That's true. And they are pushing...
Pushing OSS software. That's open source software anyway. Sorry,
yeah, not the OSS sound drivers. Come on, people.
Yes.
Who
uses OSS sound drivers anymore anyway?
I'm actually using OSS sound drivers. I don't know.
Why?
I compiled that.
No, why?
Will you let me finish what I'm saying?
No, why?
Then I don't know. I loaded a module and it said OSS and I'm like, I have sound.
You're still using 2.4, aren't you?
2.6.11.1.
And did you enable anything that said appreciated?
No. Everything.
No, then it's still ALSA. You're
but
using
it says
ALSA.
OSS when I load it.
Of course.
Then don't confuse me.
No, it just makes programs that use OSS capable of running stuff through ALSA.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what the OSS module does for ALSA.
Wonderful.
That's cheating.
No, it's kind of like making that rectangle, that cube fit in that circle hole. Nobody's paying attention.
I am.
Where did everybody go?
I'm in the chat room.
Okay,
sorry.
Say that. No. I saw something random pop up in the chat room that just...
It was the chance of changing the topic for daily.
Whoa.
It was like, what the hell is that big, huge fucking post?
Yes, everybody, if you're not aware, because I wasn't aware until the other day, that we have an IRC chat room now. It's on Dalnet, channel-based net. If you can't get on Dal.net or IRC.dal.net, try rumble.fl.us.dal.net, channel base net. Everything should be spelled properly if you can't spell it.
And if that fails for some goddamn unknown reason, you can always try serenity.ix.us.dal.net.
Why we have these things memorized is beyond me.
Because we type it in too damn much.
Because nobody here has identity to get into irc.dal.net.
Yo, this music is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so... What else we got besides the thing that we were talking about here? Now, I still want to continue on the story because there's Dvorak, he writes for, I think, PC Magazine.
He's
PC
a keyboard
World.
Style, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's also a keyboard style. he was mentioning how this might be...
Wait, it's an actual guy?
It's an actual guy.
I just thought it was an in
John,
keyboard
John
style.
John C. Dvorak or something like that. I read an article, I didn't really save it, did I? About how by moving to that platform, John Dvorak, by moving to the platform for i386, Apple might actually take away some market share from Linux users.
Well, yeah, of course. Because most Linux users just get fed up with Windows, but they have this box, they don't want it rotting away, so they put open source on it instead
So they might actually switch over to Apple, which has some support for programs and other things like that. So
right.
You might be see people triple booting their systems, so Windows XP, Apple OS X, and then, like, Slack or Debian or Gentoo or whatever.
Personally, like, I have H3K Next running on my laptop for school at home, which I'm not going to use until school starts again. I'd rather it not break. And, I mean, I would have no problem, you know, moving from Linux to using Mac OS XX. OSS.
It was sex? Dot XXX?
We'll get to that later. But, you know, using Tiger, because sometimes when... I mean, I don't know if you guys run into it, but I like my terminals. I like my X term, I like my E term. But sometimes you get really fed up when you're trying to play a video and you have this command that's 7 lines long to, you know, load all this crap up. And I mean, granted, you can use comp files and whatnot.
And could also use just, like, Xin UI. GM player.
Right, but I like
or
my
totem.
Terminal. Like, I haven't tried Totem, but that's besides the point. I mean... Sometimes every once in a while you run a program that you don't run very often, and it might be 2 or 3 lines of text. And personally, I get fed up every once in a while when it's like 3 a.m. and I really don't want to type anymore, and I just want shit done. But that's just me.
I hear that.
Anybody? D-Man, are you alive today?
Yes, he's typing away.
He's doing as usual.
He's saying things, but he's behind the scenes, you know, taking control of the show.
On IRC. Now, you would know what we were saying if you were on IRC.
That's right. If you were there, he's like the IRC...
guru?
What's the word I'm looking
Nazi?
For? No, he's like the front end of IRC. He takes care of the IRC part while we're paying attention
yeah,
to the show.
Everybody would also understand if they were here, noticing how when everybody talks, like... Everybody just moves away from the mics, just looks at their computers, and nobody seems to pay attention. Anymore.
Right, right. Well, that's why we are. That's why we're ADD Radio, right?
Coming soon, ADD TV, possibly in the future.
Oh, really? You're getting a camera, I guess. Oh, very nice.
So we'll see what happens.
OmniScan TV.
Oh wait, that's why you wanted one of those mics?
Yes.
I wanted one of these mics for my own personal use because I like them. They're very sexy. But I want to discuss with you guys.
Wow, that's just some kinky shit right there. Heck, heck, heck. Stop. No.
Ow!
Dude!
That's called a windscreen.
What's it for?
So you don't have spitting on it.
Yeah, that too. Well, you were blowing directly into it. That's
okay. So yeah, BaseNet TV might be coming soon. Not you know, I'm not entirely sure yet. But we have to discuss certain certain things that you know we're gonna have to buy and
how much they cost and you know.
Yeah. How much? Well, yeah.
And then you got to work on your camera skills.
Oh man, I got some camera skills, son. No doubt.
Just remember, I'm in production. I do actually have camera skills.
Oh, that's right. You're like the man.
Anyway.
Okay, so, as Mr. Echo was saying before, he made a mess on the desk.
He made a mess on the desk?
Wow. Yeah, you should get the paper towel.
Yeah,
it's
where
right,
are they?
Right.
Hold
up there.
I think you all grab the disinfecting wipes.
All right, so while
disinfecting wipes.
While Slicko gets the paper towel for me, I guess I'll do some more news.
Here's a towel for you, man.
Oh, thanks. Two towels?
Yeah.
Extra wet.
Oh,
damn, how much is on here? I have to clean a lot.
It's funny how Slick just
wiped the hell out of his microphone.
Yeah.
All right.
No, how he actually volunteered to clean Echo's
Alright, anyway, come on. Get back on track. I guess I'll do the next news.
Yes, of course.
This is hopefully some people have heard about this.
Oh, I think
triple
we all have.
X.
Dot triple X.
I'm really X upset X. about this.
Bitches.com.xxx, hotwhores.xxx, tinyteens.xxx, beauties.xxx.
Well,
can
easier.
We get some more?
It's easier for the school to actually block the
.xxx.
Nice. Choking chicks and sodomy.xxx, anyone?
4chan.xxx.
Alright, so.
That's the kind of shit you get on your team, anyway.
Well, is the new .xx top level domain worth the effort?
No, I don't think so. I honestly don't. But
I don't know. This is actually, when I read this article, it kind of hit on some good points.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of lengthy. And pretty much the gist of this article was that most people, when they're perusing the internet, mm-hmm. they'll go to something like hotmail.com and spell it completely wrong.
Yep.
And end up with, you know, hotmails.com.
And be a very
not that
upset by what happened.
Not that that's ever happened to anybody here. But, you know, some people out there, you know, who
that
enjoy
that was a
their
lonely December night, okay?
Shut up! Some people out there, you know, whatever their fetishes may be, they'll run across the site somehow, and they'll be like, hey, I'll spend the $2, I'll spend the $3.95 to, you know, trial this website for 3 days, and, you know, it's what's called, quote-unquote, impulse buying. And I quote, where people find themselves, meaning, crap, I completely read that wrong. Pretty much people find themselves at a website they don't want to be at, and then they're like, hey, porn's cool, let's buy some porn. What's going on in this IRC chat room that I can't read? I'll get to that later.
So
pretty much, shut up. And pretty much this is how the porn industry makes their money. They're like, hey, people are stupid enough to fuck up while typing. And they go to Google with 17 zeros and 17 O's and L's and Q's and dot orgs and porn and whatnot. And, you know, they'll spend the $3. And so many people start spending the $3 where they can make a good profit and nobody's paying attention.
No, we're paying attention. We're just laughing.
All right, whatever.
You know, that it's really good in that sense. That, you know, if you're really looking for something, you can just type in the .xxx.
And,
right. You can even probably have
I think you're bringing up a very good point. That's just, you know. All right, Snake.
We should do a section just reading the through the IRC log.
Maybe.
Just a minute off the bash.org.
Off the bash.org?
Continue.
No, what you were saying is, like, for example, you can have a part of Google, or Booble, actually.
I've been to Booble.
Google's nice. But, like, they only searches .xxx domains or something like that.
Right.
But the issue is, they want to charge, what, $60 to register a domain name?
Right.
When you can register a .com, a .net for, like, $2.99
That's because they know that all of us assholes would be registering, like, catsy.xxx and, like, and goatsy.xxx.
Whitehouse.xxx.
And, I mean, what they're pretty much saying is that, that the porn company, if they force porn companies just to use .xxx, they're going to lose all their money, if you think about it.
Yeah, because right. That's a lot of money a year to register just a domain.
Right. Well, besides, no, it's not even the registering the domain. Is that blocking software will now block everything, you know, star.xxx.
Yeah, that's true.
That's also an issue. Like, that pretty much cuts out everything.
Right, I mean,
unless you're a .org, a free sex organization or something.
And like, you know, like how we were doing, how we were going through with our ad blocker, you know, star.whatever.com/star. Mm-hmm. You know, now you can just do
ad block with
star.xxx. And you block every porn site on the internet.
That's pretty badass. You just turned Adblock into Net Nanny.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, if you don't want to deal with the porn block pop-ups.
True,
but
yeah.
Then the porn company is getting, you know, they're getting, whatever, like 2 cents, one penny.
Yeah.
A click, right? You know, you accidentally, you misclick.
You try to hit that X that moves over.
Right, the moving closed window box. Or, like, you know, when you're not paying attention, something pops up and you click. You know, you turn your head, oh, hold on, you know, you click, bam, porn site, they make a penny.
Yep.
You know, and then they start losing, you know, they're losing their industry. And I'm sorry to say it, people, porn makes up a lot of America's industry.
It's at least 40 to 80% of the internet backbone right there.
Yeah, that is what makes the internet go round.
Because, honestly, that's one of the more profitable websites that exist. You go to /dot, you go to...
I mean, I know, whenever
dig,
I want...
You go to whatever, and
I make my money when people go to silencelaidporn.org.
Damn it.
Drinking here.
Wow, you almost spit it all on your...
Well, don't give away my secret business shit.
You know, slickoporn.xxx, you know, basement...
Oh,
I'm eating here.
Oh,
no, but it's true. I don't think a lot of websites are going to do it. Even if they're forced to, they might just register like a .org or a .tk or some other shit.
Maybe then porn will become like wares and have to ship completely underground.
Could you imagine that?
You go to like goodwill.com, you know, redirects you somewhere else, redirects you somewhere else, you know, you type in a password, bam, you're at like this underground porn ring. I'm the only one that finds that funny.
I think that's great. I think it's sad, though.
Yeah, when porn has to start hiding.
When porn starts to hide, the internet just starts to crumble left and right. Suddenly, web servers can't provide you any more cheap rates because their biggest customers just folded.
Think about how this could revive the internet.
How can it revive it?
Spam block filters only need to filter .xxx now.
That's not true, because
well,
we gotta
no,
get
I
rid
don't.
Of those stupid Microsuck ads.
Yeah, besides those, I mean, all, like, the sex-based stuff, like, the enhance the size of your genitalia thing. You know, because...
It's only penis, dude. Not like, I've never seen an enhance your clitoris size or anything. Relax.
Just speak for yourself.
Wow.
Thanks for reminding me. I need to show you guys this link.
But I'm saying that because, like, they try so many different ways to, like... change how they're saying it with the letters and everything. They're using leet and whatnot.
That's true.
So that's why I said, like, I picked the vaguest thing that could mean penis.
Okay. I got you. I know what you mean. Enhance your P1-ness size.
Exactly.
Pen 15.
I think that one's already blocked, though. It already gets filtered by most.
That's sad.
All right. Let's move on to something else besides the giant XXX move. Let's see. Alright, that's done. Alright, in Silico you have absolutely no news.
Oh,
that reminds me. I forgot. By the time you hear this, it should be Tuesday.
Right.
Which means that, you know, if you're in any big companies, it's Dark Tuesday. You gotta go get your Microsoft patches.
It's Dark Tuesday.
That's what I call it. The
really?
Second Tuesday of the month.
Oh, is when Microsoft
releases like 1,000 patches that are either to make or break your systems.
Really?
Wow.
It's always like that every month. They've been doing that for like a couple years now.
And I've been using Linux for a couple years now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying for people who work in companies and have no choice but to deal with it. Watch out, it's Dark Tuesday.
Oh, they have a choice, but it's just... Yeah.
I know. And let's see, other thing I wanted to mention is, and this is kind of scary because I haven't seen something like this in a while. Apple is just released about 10 patches for their OS.
Okay. 10.4?
Actually 11 software patches. Not 10. And it's designed to fix a couple buffer overflows in their OS. Bluetooth denial of service attack vulnerabilities.
I mean when I said 10.4, I mean for 10.4, Tiger?
Not just 10.4. So
oh, okay.
For the cracked copy you're holding in your hand?
Exactly.
I mean, one of them is kind of interesting. It has to do with Apple Talk when you're on an Apple-only network.
Ooh, rendezvous.
Right, because if you have like a non-Apple-only network, you'll probably just switch over to Samba or something else.
Right.
But if you're on Apple Talk only, there is some sort of vulnerability for Apple Talk that they've fixed, patched up. So if you want, just check out the Apple website and you can get those security patches as well. Because if you're in an Apple-only place, that's definitely something you want to do. And, that's just not right. I've seen that before.
Yeah, you've seen this, right?
Oh, man. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, and a couple other websites I ran into this week. And I actually got to kind of shout out Ghostless because he inadvertently led me here when I was looking at a site he told me to check out. And first one is a walkthrough for people who just started moving to Linux and are using Slackware. Now, you can check this out as shiloh.is-a-geek.com/slack. And you have an introduction of what Slackware is, how and where to get CDs, how to install it, and other stuff like how to get the Windows X11 to work, how to get NVIDIA drivers to work, Dropline installer, which is something RD kind of hooked me up with, and is a great freaking program. It's pretty much a GNU. I mean, it's a GNOME. What is it? GNOME?
I pronounce it GNOME, but that's.
I like GNOME too, but he always gets on my case.
No, no, because on their website it says it's pronounced GNOME.
GNOME?
So, that's the preferable pronunciation of that project.
Of GNOME? Of the GNOME project?
Yes.
Alright, right. I mean, it makes sense. It's supposed to deal with DNA or something sexy.
Right. So, like, with GNOME,
DNA
Dropline, it's pretty cool. It actually will go on the web and update all your packages and grab a couple other packages. Like, when you initially do it, it's like 223 packages, bam, right off the bat.
Okay, I have a question for Echo. Since he said DNA is sexy, does that mean man DNA is sexy, too?
In your mouth, maybe, Slicko, not mine.
Ooh.
Reach their own.
Now, why you think male DNA would be sexy in my mouth is beyond me.
I don't know, it just seemed like a good quick comeback. And kind of burned. Kind of burned there a little bit.
Hey, check that out.
Check what out? What? Wait, what am I checking out? Hey, I'm watching this video and I can't hear it, alright? Because of the rules in this room.
Well, you don't want to accidentally have that come up over. Let's see, what else do I have? Also, I found on this site, this is actually .eng.hawaii.edu.
Echo, what are you doing?
He's playing some sort of... Never play that again.
WTF.
Okay. To those listeners that are actually still listening, I do apologize. That was absolutely and that was totally uncalled for. Slick, back to you.
Back to me? I wasn't going to say anything.
I was talking.
Slave.
Yeah.
Slave, back to you.
Slave's listening to
this. Anyway, I was saying eng.hawaii.edu/tutor/vi.html teaches you everything you need to know about Vi.
Holy shit, I need to learn Vi.
You need to learn Vi, yes.
You still need to learn Vi?
Yo,
you've been using Unix for a few years and you still need to learn Vi?
Yo, Vi is huge,
Jen,
man.
Jen is my savior.
What's with all this?
Jen is your savior?
Holier than thou.
Jen.
Crap.
Like I said, Vi is pretty big. There's a lot to learn in Vi. It has a starting out...
Dude, they have books written on Vi.
Exactly. And this is an online book that you don't have to pay for.
Well, so Riley has, like, this very small, like, $7 book that's, like, it's just, like, I don't know how big it is, but it's very small.
It's pretty tiny.
It's like the pocket reference for Vi.
Yeah, Sea Flag has one.
That's right, he does.
He does. I've seen it.
I have one too. That's how I know.
Oh,
I want to buy one.
Yo, make me a copy. What's going on?
Make you a copy of a book?
Yeah, man.
Did anybody seen Dive into Pearl?
I'll just give it to
like
you.
700 pages, and I printed it out. It's fucking crazy. I mean, Python, not Pearl. Pearl, Python.
Pearlton, what?
30 minutes.
Yes.
We have 30 minutes.
We have exactly half hour left.
Jesus.
Yep.
Damn, I thought I'd been talking for like 20 minutes at least.
Okay. Not to have dead air or anything.
Yeah,
But Dima, that's your thing.
What are you trying to say?
You like the dead air. You had a whole dead air section one show.
Yeah, the dead air was brought to us by DMAD. I remember.
Yeah.
That. I was here.
What show is that? That was like wild.
That was a long ass time ago.
Yeah, it was like Q or something.
There's no Q in hexadecimal, dude.
There is now.
Until you can prove me wrong.
If you want to play any other sounds, Echo, here's a line. Let me know beforehand.
I won't.
Okay, I'm just letting you know
I gotta show you
have that option now.
I'll let you guys see that video later. It's hilarious.
So the people out there here don't just hear the treble coming through that, like, old-school iBook that looks like a shell.
What's wrong with my clamshell?
It's leet, dude, but I mean, it's just an old-school iBook. It's funny.
Listen, we'll get to my iBook later.
It has no stickers. Yes, it does.
It's got a sticker.
It does have a sticker. Oh my
Apple,
god!
It's got the Apple next to the BlackBerry sticker. All right, they're in union, and I got to get me an orange sticker. So let's go get some alcohol.
At least by BlackBerry, you didn't mean the phone.
No, I mean by like that
apples and blackberries.
It's like this
and grapes. Oh my!
Drink. It's pretty awesome. This music is fucking great. I think we've all stopped paying attention that we're doing a show.
There's a show?
Awesome.
What show? Oh my god, there's a show.
No.
Aren't we doing DDP Hack Radio right now?
We're doing DDP and...
We're doing Rant Radio.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Ooh.
It's funny how you guys said that. But alright.
Yeah, it's in unison. We scare
it's
ourselves.
It's in stereo. You should pan that from left to right.
Well, our internet connection is about to officially die because I'm downloading something huge. I want people who are listening to this to check out this thing on Wapix. You can find it at wapix.hackingdefine.com/wapix-webcrack.html.
And that's webcrack.
Webcrack, sorry. Yes. WEP crack. And we're not talking about you can buy it and like snort it or sniff it or smoke it.
Aww. Don't they have that same video on wapix.org as well?
They might. I think it just links to the same place.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to that HTML site, it'll automatically bring up a Flash video. If you have Flashbox installed, you'll have to obviously hit the play button. It's pretty huge res, actually. It's too big for my cheap old laptop.
Yeah, it's a 50 megabyte video.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's pretty much like a 10-minute video on how to break WEP in 10 minutes.
Ah.
Wait, so you can crack WEP in 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
It's insane. So, I mean, for any of you who are always out on the road and need to get online and are not afraid to break some rules...
What rules?
Or, go back to that.
Or if it's just a company that doesn't use WPA and only has WEP.
Yeah.
And you just want to fuck sore with them.
Talk about it.
Uh-oh.
You haven't read it?
Okay, I haven't read it yet. I'll read it now, I guess.
But there's this really good story I see him going over. Actually, I can probably talk about it.
It's kind of old, though.
It is kind of old. This is actually, supposedly, I saw this on BBC. I don't know if you're on CNN right now or not.
It's on CNN. But, right. I mean, he's a super hacker. He's got to be the man, right?
He's a super elite hacker who broke into, like, 61 military organizations.
I just realized something.
Hmm?
He's a super hacker, right?
Right.
And, you know, super hacker in quotes, of course.
Of course.
He got caught. He's not a super hacker. He just got pwned. I mean, if he were a super hacker, we wouldn't know about him. The elitist motherfuckers out there are the ones nobody knows about.
Right. You mean like... But yeah, the thing... Well, we have to say the elitist black hat.
Yeah,
that
okay.
are out there.
Okay. Okay, I'll
I mean, this guy's kind of crazy. I forget his name. It's
Gary McKinnon.
Gary McKinnon, he's like 39 years old. And he's pretty much... He's in Britain. They want to bring him over to the US so they can probably like...
He is
kill
coming
him.
Over. He is coming over to
he
the US.
He is coming over?
Yeah. That's the last hacker.
So they're either going to kill him or brainwash him or whatever. Because he broke into a lot of military systems here in the United States.
You didn't hear what they're doing? They're bringing him to the Ministry of Love.
Oh, great. Room 101?
Exactly.
Okay, so
Echo is lost at this point.
Like, the BBC article is a little better than the CNN article, if you can find it online. Just, you know, Google his name, it shouldn't be that hard. And in the Google article, they explained that his reasoning for trying to break in was he wanted to prove that UFOs exist.
Yeah, he's lead.
There's something up with that.
And did he?
That's the thing. We don't know. And considering that the U.S. really wants his ass really bad, I'm worried that he might have found something.
Well, this goes back to that whole time machine article. I don't remember if you guys remember we were talking about it.
Yeah, we were talking about
that guy like 2 years ago that said he came from the future and
it was the year 2000, I believe.
All right, yeah, you know about this more than I do.
I actually don't. I'm trying to look up his name.
All right, but how he had a website on and he had a time machine specs, and then the government took that shit down because they thought it was serious.
John Titor.
Why don't we Google that shit right now?
Who Titor?
Shut up, Slick.
Yeah, supposedly this guy came from the future.
Slick likes it tighter.
No, I don't.
Well, right. Anyway.
No more gay jokes.
No more gay jokes. JohnTitor.com. TITOR.com. The time travel.
Oh, yeah. John Titor. Titor Times.
If anything, I believe, from what I've read, this would actually make a really good sci-fi book. Honestly.
So write that shit mad quick before somebody else does.
Too late.
Dang.
Someone already saw the idea and is already writing it before we even released it.
No.
Before this episode aired.
Yeah, someone's hacked our dev DSP and is listening in right now.
Yeah, because we're that important to people.
Right.
In any case. Alright, so that's just something I wanted to bring up because, well, honestly, that's just some cool-ass shit that, you know, we were talking about how the FBI was able to do it in 3. Well, now you can do it in about 10.
Well, no, they're doing the same technique that the FBI used. It's just that it takes longer. It takes packets.
Right. And we don't have that hardware.
Right.
We're not using their hardware. There's no, I mean.
Yeah, this thing will probably take a half an hour.
No, it will probably take about 10 minutes.
Maybe, depends.
Or we can set up a badass cluster.
No, do you know how that works?
You keep sending packets until weak packets are generated?
Well, they take a packet that was sent to the router.
Mm-hmm.
They copy it exactly how it is and resend it out millions of times, getting the packets back from the thing.
Right, until weak packets are created, yeah. And they break it.
Right.
Exactly. So if you have more laptops clustered together, you can do it faster.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
because you'll have more weak packets to work with.
If you're doing the world unite, what?
Exactly. Or you'll just DDoS the access point, depending.
And then you're fucked.
Yeah, you would be, yeah. Aww.
I just found out that I can't, or I haven't found yet, a flash player for this architecture I'm using.
Don't worry, you'll find something.
Yeah, all right. I want to be able to watch flash videos.
I mean, actually, you might want to talk about what you've done, because it's pretty cool.
All right, so we're doing that now?
Yeah, talk about what you've done. Why not? It's news. All right. It's news to me.
Oh, the news is news? All right. It's not really news, but if any of you know, I recently acquired a new laptop. Well, you know, quote-unquote new.
It's quote-unquote acquired.
Quote-unquote acquired. Fuck you. It is a Apple iBook G3 300 graphite. I mean, it's... For my purposes, it makes me happy. I can go online, I can program, I can chat, I can go on IRC, I can view images, I can view videos. It makes me happy. It's got a 333... 366 processor, 128 megabytes of RAM, 6.1 gig hard drive. I think it's a 4 or 16 megabyte video card, but the screen maxes out at 800 by 600 resolution.
Probably 4.
Right, but I don't know. Things I've read, I haven't really found exact specs for my video card. I don't really care. I just need to get VESA frame buffer working properly. And we'll get to the software later on in the show.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet machine. Like you said before, that you have the... The wireless card is actually in 10
on
the screen.
Oh, yeah, it has it. I actually really enjoy this laptop because if any of you listeners are familiar with it, the wireless card, it has to use an Apple AirPort card, unfortunately, which retail now at like $80. You actually can, I don't know if I've ever showed you this to you guys, but you can remove the keyboard. It's like, can you get a good view on that or not?
I know what it looks like.
You have to remove the keyboard in order to install the wireless card.
New iBooks do that as well.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. And it's running like a clone of a Orinoco Gold.
Right.
With the antenna built into the monitor.
You're lucky, because my AirPort, the AirPort card I have, I have the new one.
AirPort Extreme?
Right.
Those are not supported under Linux.
Not at all.
Nope.
That sucks.
Yeah, I got scared when I read that because I didn't know if I had an airport experience.
No, you have an airport.
Yeah, yeah. I realized that 5 seconds later, but it's kind of jarring at first.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no internet?
Freaking no! Broadcom can blow me. Broadcom manufactures the chipset that they use in the airport experience.
And it's proprietary, and you don't want to lose the code.
You know, like, I've been reading up on forums about that, and they're like, oh, we should bitch at Broadcom. I'm like, whatever, you should bitch at Apple for being stupid enough to, you know, buy from a company that won't release drivers. I mean, from what I've read, Apple's been really good about, you know, providing drivers for all of their hardware.
Yeah, for Apple OS.
They don't release for their video cards and obviously their Wi-Fi.
Right, but their video cards are just using ATI cards. Or at least the one I'm using is
or NVIDIA.
ATI. Or NVIDIA, right.
Which is easy to get drivers.
Yeah, and they're all supported for the most part.
More or less supported. I mean, you could use the frame buffer. You won't get acceleration.
Right, I mean,
under ATI you may. But under NVIDIA, you definitely won't.
My ATI, I have an ATI 7500 mobile. I get accelerated, but I mean,
okay.
I'm not a gamer. I don't really care about playing Doom 3.
Same here.
I mean, I'll play my cube every once in a while.
But it's just like, you know, something could be working that isn't.
And it bothers the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I spent 2 days trying to get these hotkeys working, for God's sake.
God.
To dim my screen. Which works now, finally. I got it working on the ride here.
Nice.
And my sound works. I can mute it using hotkeys. And I can eject using the enter button. I can eject my CD-ROM pushing enter.
On.
That's not fair. I'm going to do that.
My PowerBook has an eject key.
I have a button I don't need. Let's use this.
Yeah,
this. Oh, this has got
to
go.
Yeah, you map the Windows key to eject your CD-ROM.
I was trying to rub that off.
You can rub it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I wanted to, like, get, like, a stamp and tux it on top.
Well, then what are you going to make it do?
Don't know yet.
Make it eject your CD-ROM.
Oh, my God.
I think I might make it run a certain script that makes it do certain things.
Oh, there they are. Okay. I was going to say, I just realized I have a box with no Windows key. And then it's just not in the usual spot. It's in the corner.
You're okay. Loud.
I'm that loud?
No, actually,
Slade's just freaking out.
Slade's just freaking out because he hears somebody in the background.
Yeah, that okay, usually well, means relax. That Anu's is going to talk.
Okay, so.
Anu's just talking. Fix it. Fix it good.
Fix it okay, now. I have it lower.
No, like,
oh, you sound like you don't want
to
hear him.
Whenever you hear that song, you just try to lower it because that's usually me he's talking.
Oh, that's what you were telling him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you were saying that he was pretty loud.
I was trying to warn him.
No.
Please speak.
I pointed to the thing. I had typed it in.
Okay.
Mixing of radio shows.
Chat room. Let's move on.
Yes. Yeah, it's the mixing of radio shows on DDP. Anyone listening to DDP is like, I heard that before.
Duh.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Now we're back to normal.
This has been one weird episode.
I'm enjoying it.
It has been?
Yeah, it's just been a little odd. A lot of new things are going on this week. For example...
You're a host?
Damn.
I'm sorry, I hit you.
Thanks.
Oh, wow, DMAD's actually scraping off the Windows key. Very nice, DMAD.
I am absolutely lead, right. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a super hacker. Hear me roar.
Roar, motherfucker, roar.
Ow! So in any case...
Yeah, I gotta sample that noise.
Done.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Now you're gonna put a tux there, right?
No, I'm gonna keep it blank.
Oh... Okay, that works. Draw a little eject there and make it eject your CD-ROM.
That would be cool.
And Slade's ripping off his.
Now everybody must scrape
off
their Windows
for you?
Keys.
When I'm done?
Yeah. Go ahead. Anyway, we have more news, right, Echo?
News?
I think
what happens is the show of the week?
What is that?
We have like 7 seconds left.
How much time do we have left? I mean, if we have time, I'll do distro right now if you want.
Oh, that's up to our host, I guess.
Well, how much time we have left?
That's important.
We have, like, 17 minutes left.
So
16, I'm sorry.
I wanted to talk about a news story then.
Okay.
First thing is...
After dropping the water
bottle. Our website is not available anymore. So if you want to check us out, you got to go to basenet.silentslade.net. Okay, and we have other shit going on there as well. I'll have a main page link up available on silentslade.net soon. Hopefully by the time this episode airs. And no one's paying attention.
I'm paying attention, but I'll be
attention. Dude, I'm always paying attention.
We all know this news already.
I don't talk, but listeners don't know,
so that's the important
part.
Right,
they have to pay attention.
Right.
Oh, and note for you, Larry's mad at you.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you left your phone on during the show. He said, why the fuck is he leaving his phone on?
Because I wanted to keep a log of who called me. Logical reason.
My phone's off because I have no battery.
I'm shocked that you picked up the phone.
Well, I saw it was Larry, so I forget to say, hey, what's up, Larry?
So, Larry, you're getting shouts for free. What up?
Shouts, bitches? Oh, let's
see. Anyway, so, yeah, I just wanted to let you know, we're also going to get a new web host this week. I'm not really sure where we're going to go. I know we're looking into, like, 100 different options. We're trying to do whatever's best for the show and whatever's best for us. So, definitely check out our website's going to be moving around a lot lately. Hopefully. Not.
It's going to be moving around a lot lately?
Yeah, it's going to move to SoundsLight.net for now, and then it's going to go God knows where.
That's not lately, that's...
Well, as the time of this, yes.
Yeah.
The time this airs. Anything else that we need to clean up about, besides the fact that we have a new email address also, basenet@soundslade.net for the moment? For all correspondence?
Let's see, is there anything else that we need to...
talk about, I mean...
Besides the basic, like, everyday Kanaka blows...
Oh, that's got... That,
Kanaka
that,
Blue.
They've got to go.
I'm just simply not paying them. Because they tried to charge my credit card for, like, the $2,000-plus I owe.
And then they killed the website instantly.
But, of course, we're going to own them, right?
Oh, we're going to soap on them.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, let's run the Nmap.
Dude, I already...
Nmap FE.
Dude, I already have their corporate IPs, let alone their freaking server. Oops, did I say that out loud? I don't want to incriminate myself.
Oops.
Anyway.
You haven't done anything wrong.
No, I haven't. Actually, no.
You can't incriminate yourself. I mean, if you said, yeah, I pwned them motherfuckers. I pwned them good, and I'm the one that put the virus on the email and sent it. Then you kind of...
I hope you realize it's going to get recorded and it's going to be used as evidence, and you're pretty
much...
But
it can't be used as evidence because we're kidding around. See, that's the difference.
as usual,
and now it's official. We're kidding around on air.
Yes.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't make it easier for that.
I mean, let's be serious. We're all noobs. None of us could pwn anything.
Pretty much. Yep.
Well.
You speak for yourself there.
How about that idiot in Denmark? Can we own him?
Oh, the guy who actually dosed me.
That's on the.
It was in Belgium.
As soon as we get our website working, we'll work on that issue. I want to actually be able to download our episodes again. It's kind of important.
That was to me. It wasn't anybody in Denmark who was doing it. That was a zombie box because it was running Windows 98. So it's just so happened that they were it was plugged into a huge bandwidth like pipe on the net and just.
And they took advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think a Windows 98 box should be running unpatched on anything that has that kind of access.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have a great idea.
Huh? What's that?
Well, we don't have to have... I mean, the problem was that we had the MP3s linked on the website. People knew where to get them.
Right.
Right-click, you save. Right. Torrents, NIRC. End of story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But then how do we podcast? Or should I say portacast? Because some people don't like the term podcast.
How the fuck should I know? I'm just giving you ideas.
Beautiful.
I mean, we have an IRC channel, right?
Right. There is another solution we're working on, which I don't want to say on
just
the air because I want people to know.
Wait.
I'm not informed.
This might actually be an idea for after the show, but we can actually run a bot.
As a matter of fact,
IRC
here.
Channel.
I'm going to go
on request.
An XDCC bot,
right?
Packet bot that just distributes MP3s.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful.
Now that's an idea that rocks.
Rocksaurus your socksaurus.
And we can use BitTorrent if.
If we have
Yeah.
You can have like 10 episodes at a time, 5 episodes at a time.
Yeah.
And then you can distribute the older ones that way.
Amen.
Yeah.
Then again, you have to always be connected, and
you
have to have 5 or 6. You
have
peers.
To have something seeding.
Right. I mean, yeah, seeds, not peers. You can have one peer. Only one peer. Beep.
That's a beep.
Oh, fuck, that's me.
That's you.
You beeped, you bastard. Okay,
I beeped him.
Oh, that's right. We spoke about that earlier.
Right. Yeah, that's a sweet solution.
So, Slade, do we have anything else to talk about, or were you going to bring
it? Housekeeping, I think that's pretty much it. I think the news is done, unless someone has some last-minute stuff. Anybody? Anywhere?
D-Mad?
Know anything?
Slicko?
I have nothing.
I know you have nothing. That's why I'm shouting you out hardcore.
Oh, okay. All right,
so I guess it's time for distro.
All right.
You know what that means. It's time for distro of the week. And the distro of the week is nothing more than a report on a distro that was used by one or more of us throughout the week, which usually means just Echo. Remember that we are not limited to Linux distributions. By distro, I mean anything that has like a small homemade OS, like Minuet a while ago. Or a few utilities on a floppy. There's some huge 3 DVD set of KDE and everything and their mom. that can be put on it. Also know that by being the distro of the week, it doesn't mean that it's a good distro. It just, you know, depends on how the week went with us using it. If you have a distro you would like to report done on, just drop a line to basenet@silentslay.net.
All right. This week's distro of the week is a copy of last week's distro of the week. Unfortunately,
it is?
Yeah, shut up. It's my turn to speak.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, mine did really suck last week.
Unfortunately, I don't remember what the hell happened last week where I was unable. None of us were really able to show up. I think it's... Oh, wasn't last week's episode right after the Triple H party?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, we were all having a hangover that
there
day.
There was something called absinthe running around. And
crappy absinthe without wormwood. But that's besides the point. Mm-hmm. This week's distro of the week is... Debian, however you want to pronounce it, Linux. Oh, right, I have a knife in my hand. I'm flicking the knife. Wonderful. I installed this distro. I got the net install distro, which is approximately 190 megabytes. You know, it's a net install CD of 3.1. Sarge is the code name of the distro. Sarge. Yeah, finally, after years and years of development, it went from 3.0. to 3.1.
Yes! I know what the next version is going to be. I didn't say this last week, but I know what the next version of Debian is going to be.
Yeah, it says so.
No, 3.11 for workgroups. Ouch. As Slade's drinking and practically spitting it all over his laptop.
It's okay, it's waterproof.
It's okay, it's a tough book.
Alright, so shut up. Let me finish. So I'm currently, as we spoke about earlier, this is on my new Macintosh system. So it's the PowerPC architecture version. I very much enjoyed this, except for trying to get some things installed on the system that weren't supposed to be installed on the system. X386 is the window manager. The hell was that?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, alright. X386 is the window manager of choice for Debian, but I'm more of an Xorg person because of whatever reason. Truthfully, I have no idea. And in order to do that, I had to, use the Ubuntu repositories. You alright, Slick?
No, I just dropped my cellular telephone.
Your brick of a phone.
It's not a brick, it's a freaking time port, dude. It's leet.
Yeah, it's pretty leet. But, I very much recommend the system if you have an old laptop out there. I mean this is I would have to say better than like Cruix or Arch Linux for the simple fact that I have my entire system and like I said before, I'm using this system to listen to music, watch movies, program, and go on the internet. You know, and of course scan using Wi-Fi. And I have all of that plus, you know, I have Blackbox installed, I have, you know, like programs. I have NAIM, I have BitTorrent programs, I have IRC clients installed, I have all that, and it's only at, let me check right now, exec df minus h. I have my entire system running on my root partition, used is 942 megabytes, and I probably still have some of the actual tarball still there. I mean, the dev package is still there.
Wow, so that's small, very small.
That's small, and it's at 52%, so I have about 2 gig partition for my root partition that I really don't want to get more than 75% full. I want to have that ability, and I very much enjoy it. I have everything I need in a little package. You know, all of my hardware was supported with a little bit of help.
I don't have everything I need, but whatever.
What do you need?
Ardor? The sound mixing program.
Oh, that.
And recording.
That shouldn't be too hard to get.
All right.
I don't think there is a Debian .dev out there.
Well, you can always compile from source.
Well, yeah, of course. I know that.
You should do is just try to get it compiled to source and then
make the package
for that.
Actually, I'm making the package for H3KNX.
However,
I'm having a lot of trouble compiling Ardor.
Are you?
Because it just keeps giving me this weird library error that I've never seen before.
LDconfig. Did you run that?
Yes.
Not that close.
Hey, sometimes, you know, the easiest
is the one that goes by, yeah.
Right, the ones you don't realize. But let's get back to this. Like I said, I give this distribution 1,000 thumbs up because I'm currently running it, and it's going to stay on this Apple. And until something better pops up.
That doesn't make it sound like that. That doesn't.
You want something better to pop?
Oh, no.
But what I also actually I realized earlier in the show that I enjoyed about this it has a package manager, which I have to say is one of the best things that I enjoy about using this distribution. Like Gentoo, it has a package manager, but it's running off binaries similar to H3 Knix.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the internal workings of it. I don't really care. It does what I want it to do. But what I found that's really nice, unlike a lot of the other distributions out there, you can do what in their package manager is called apt-get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their package manager is called apt-get, and you can do apt-get dist hyphen upgrade, which is pretty much a distribution upgrade. You can go from 2.2 to 3.1 in one command, or at least you know that's
how long will that take?
Well, it takes as long as it's going to take to download
everything.
The binaries.
Okay, that's not so bad.
No, I got like I said, I got this entire system. This entire system was up and functioning. Granted, not everything was supported, and I didn't have everything I wanted, but it was up and functioning in 20 minutes.
That's good.
The install and then the 5 minutes.
I remember sitting with you when you tried to get Gentoo on this,
and that was
like insane.
Don't ever install Gentoo if you don't have a root partition that's at least 4 gigabytes. And I can swing that. I can't swing a 4 gigabyte root partition to just to leave it at a 1.5 gig distribution when I'm done, because this hard drive isn't apt for it. Isn't equipped.
Right. It's just too huge.
My laptop's penis isn't rocking that. The techno.
What is with all these gay references today?
Someone's in the mood for something, and I don't want to know any
this
more about it
squirting,
than that.
This guy's squirting. This guy's white. This guy. What the fuck? Like,
wow.
Oh my god!
Sorry.
Oh,
Jesus
where'd
Christ.
That come from?
Oh my god.
So like I
think
saying,
I shouted Murdoch last week. I'll shout him again right now, though. Just to shout.
Hey, wait. I got... I asked for shouts, and the people were giving me shouts. That's the point. So, like I said, this is a very good distribution, except for the fact... Well, not even except for the fact that you just have to be smart enough that when you have .deb packages installed, it's going to take up space on your hard drive, and you have to remove them.
Right.
Like with any package manager, when you download, you know, the type of package it is, whether it be caps, whether it be e-builds, whether it be debs, tars, that you see, you have to remove it. So please be smart enough to remove that. I mean...
Remove the dist files.
Once I realized doing that, I mean, my install went from 1 gig to, like, to 400 megabytes when I was done. You know, or some insane difference like that. There's a countdown. We're going to
don't worry about
keep
that.
Track. All right. You guys are on crack. Please. People, just idle in this chat room. Idle in the BaseNet chat room. You'll have a good time. But other than that, I give this distro 30,000 thumbs up. It does exactly what I want it to do. And, you know, probably then some. And you can get this distro at debian.org. Just run around. It's kind of difficult to find it. Just get the net install, unless you want to get the 600 megabyte, 700 megabyte full CD install where you don't have to download anything, but you're going to probably have to dist upgrade later anyway to upgrade all your outdated packages.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, that's a great feature. Like,
oh, definitely.
Other OSs need that bad.
Yeah, I think Gentoo can do something similar to that. Oh, they can upgrade world.
H3K needs to do something like that.
H3K.
It needs to get more developers. End of story.
Yes, I need to start working on it because
H3K Knix. Okay, irc.freenode.net channel is #H3K Knix.
Yeah,
go there.
Go there.
I just wanted to say like
and develop help.
Just wanted to make one thing. If you're listening, H3K, I got you too. I really like it. It blows before I blink. But need more packages. Get more caps. I'm going to have to build some caps for you.
That's the problem with H3K Knix. It doesn't have enough capsules.
Yeah, I'm going to start building caps for him on my downtime. Seriously.
That's why
I need AC first, though.
That's why I'm trying to build caps.
I'm going to pop a cap in that thing.
I'm going to use H3K Knix if it installed at 100 megabytes. And if it were for the PowerPC architecture.
Hey, then maybe you should start working on that with him.
Maybe I should learn how to program better first.
Yes, definitely. Okay.
Wrapping things up.
All right, yeah, so I guess that pretty much does the distro justice.
I feel it was done justice.
All right, so I guess that this concludes this week's episode of BaseNet Radio. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames or whatever, send them to BaseNet at some other website but mine.net. Because I don't want to hear the flames. If you're listening to this on TDP, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. And we're also on Rant, so if you're listening to it on Rant, that's
also listen to the next show as well. Good show.
Yeah.
Do we have time for shouts?
We have about 30 seconds.
All right. So shout time.
So as I requested, shouts for Kerfop, Telco Bob, Murdoch, and Dragoon. Those are my shouts.
Ow!
And I shouted Murdoch before, too.
Well, Murdoch's the man.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, I wanted to give a shout to everybody up in the basement channel, Dragoon and User. And, of course, all of us here. Shouts to Morp, who couldn't make it, and Nameless.
She better be.
And we're done! Goodbye.
Laters.